Ryan Pindle.
Thank you, Riles. Yeah, do appreciate that. Lots of hockey out there. A big deal, our first big deal ahead of the deadline. We made fun of a pitcher with a 135 ERA. Let's not do that again. And we'll start with the Calgary Flames. Oh, practice day. Game day with the Canucks canceled, of course. Just one game until Monday's 1 p.m. Mountain trade deadline, which means we probably should be paying attention to what's going on with lines at practice and who might be skating for the last time in Flames silks on Saturday. You see the lines yesterday, Dean? Did you?
I did, yeah.
You saw the lines?
Mm-hmm.
So Johnny Gaudreau made his NHL debut in, what, 2014, I want to say?
Okay.
We know he's got a no-trade list that becomes very difficult to get him moved at the end of June. You could also extend him at the end of June. And since the one game he played in 2014, he's going to get a chance to play with another center not named Sean Monahan? Ho-ho! Yeah! Elias Lindholm, Matthew Tkachuk, Johnny Gaudreau on the same line. Your three best offensive players on the hockey team, all eggs, one basket. We've seen them on different lines. We've seen two of the three on the same line. We finally had, what is it, when the twins are born, Siamese twins, they're stuck to each other. That's what Gaudreau and Monahan has felt like here for the last seven seasons, Dean.
Is but it with Siamese what? Or is it conjoined?
What's Siamese?
What is Siamese twins?
I thought that was. Maybe it's Siamese and conjoined?
How do you spell Siamese? I'll Google it.
I'll Google it.
Does it start with an S?
Are they from Siam? Is that what
no,
it's
no.
Siam?
Pinder's right.
So, yeah. So what is...
They're the same. It's the same. Yep. Conjoined and it's the...
Same thing?
Siamese probably not the proper technical
It says here it's a cat.
I apologize. They're cats as well. Yeah.
Love Hate cats. Sorry.
So here we are. How many games left in the season, Dean?
No one's interrupting you. Why are you stopping? Why are you talking about Siamese cats? Come on, Pinder, keep it going.
How many games left in the year? 16?
16, yeah.
So the off season to make your decision on keep or trade, let's give them 16 games with a real center, eh?
Clearly, they don't listen to this show.
No, we've been talking about this since the summer.
Because you have been haranguing about getting them separated for quite some time now.
Well, and it's that doesn't mean it's going to work.
I know.
But at least you got a sample. Like, what if this goes really well?
Well, here's the thing. How can it be better for Johnny?
Right.
How can it be better for Johnny?
It has to be. You've got someone else who can carry the puck in the neutral zone. You've got someone else that can... You know, create offensively. You don't have a PTO guy on your right side stapled to you for 2 months. I think that'd help.
I know. I hear you. I had a hearty chuckle when I saw that yesterday because it just kind of makes sense. Bennett, Ryan, and Richie on the fourth line. Okay.
Well, PTO on the fourth line. There you go.
Gaudreau.
So he doesn't have to be fourth in even strength minutes?
What's tricky, though, is you've got some guys, they all kind of look like they need some help. So who's helping who? Can they help each other? Because Tkachuk, for a while, again, we've talked about it. Start of the season, you felt like he was that spark plug that was going to help other guys get their game going. It's been a while since we've talked about Tkachuk dragging guys into the game and getting involved in the fabric. It's been a long time.
Agreed.
But I have more faith in a Lindholm Tkachuk Gaudreau trio than a Monahan Gaudreau Richie trio in terms of offense.
Trickle down effect is real. You're going to see a line with Dubé, Monahan, and Mangiapane, and that might not work at all. You're going to see a third line with Joachim Nordstrom on it. So we'll see how it goes. It's certainly going to affect everything below it on the depth charts because you've got, again, your three best offensive players on the same line, but we're finally here with 16 games left, and maybe the last 16 is Johnny and Flame Soaks. We shall see. Let's get some highlights, shall we? Just really lighten the mood.
Is that what you want? All right.
Goal scoring, other games around the league. Well, I hope you're playing hooky and had some money on the Edmonton Oilers yesterday as they were in Ottawa.
McDavid will get it out to Draisaitl. The empty goal, he scores! Just before the buzzer went, Leon Draisaitl with the empty netter to give the Oilers the 4-2 lead.
8-for-8 against the Senators this season. The Oilers are better than an AHL team. Draisaitl with 21 points in 8 games against him this year. Holy.
Oh, my God!
21 points in 8 games. Whew. 4 last night. Hat trick. McDavid, some points as well. He's good at hockey.
Well, and how many has Draisaitl scored from below the goal line on Ottawa this year? Is it 2? Is it 3?
Remember the Marcus Hoberg comment yesterday? Yeah. He's awful. Just awful. But don't worry, they got a new goalie coach. It's brothers Sebastian Bach.
Youth gone wild.
Montreal-Toronto, another all-Canadian matchup.
Centered in front, got a shot. It rolls in front of the net. They score! TJ Brody is going to end the drought. He gets his first goal as a Maple Leaf, and the Leafs have a 2-1 lead.
First goal since the bubble. He scored against Dallas as a Flame. Geez.
You're acting like this is a long time.
No, that's fine. I'm just noting it's his first goal since the bubble. He's been great this year.
He hasn't scored as a Leaf.
First-pairing defender, TJ Brody, with his first of the year, Rhett.
100 minutes Joe, a night, and it's his first goal.
Well, how many games? Like 40? Big
yeah,
deal.
Around 40.
You can go a lot longer.
Toronto now 4-1-0 against the Habs.
Jeez, look at the love affair here. Warner
Jack Campbell's won 10 in a row. You want to talk about love affairs? When does he get his own sitcom? When is it Jack Campbell Day in Toronto? Or does he have to be...
Oh, wow!
Does he have to have his feelings hurt before they put a day on the calendar for him? Or is every day Jack Campbell Day in Toronto?
Yeah,
feels like it now.
Notice, yeah.
Vegas-St. Louis, good battle here. The Blues are skidding, sliding, no good.
Kyrou waits, looks, turns, shoots, save, rebound, they score! 3-0. St. Louis Blues score as Jake Walman pumps it to the back of the net and picks up his first career National Hockey League goal.
Attaboy Jake, big goal for the Blues. That gave him a little breathing room. Jordan Binnington was finally good, guys. Seemed like the moment he signed that extension, his game went to crap. 50 saves on 51 shots. Woohoo! Blues snap a 7-game slide, beating Vegas. That's not easy to do. Another matchup from the Honda West Division. Featuring the most exciting team in hockey, Dean. It was the Avs and the Wild. And, of course, the most exciting team in hockey is...
The Minnesota Wild.
Here's a shot from Fiala. He scores. First shot on Johansson. Is the third goal of the game for Kevin Fiala.
Not too excited about it. That was
Cheer up,
after they chased Philip Grubauer. How do you like 7 on 18?
Goosh. Oof.
The old 6-11 save percentage. That's trade him to Ottawa. Kaprizov with 2 goals and a helper as well. That snaps a 15-game point streak for the Avs. Minnesota, remember, just had their 11-game home winning streak snapped by the Avalanche a couple nights ago. That's these teams can play in the playoffs. I'd watch that. Kaprizov's he's a maniac, Rhett. He's a possessed man.
Go Kaprizov. Yay.
That's the one.
Doesn't care. Totally doesn't care.
Arizona, Los Angeles. The Yotes were cruising with a 2-goal lead in the third. Or were they?
Anderson Dolan got hit on the play. Up high a shot. Doughty scores! Drew Doughty with the shot. It may have been deflected in front. Cruising in front was Anderson Dolan.
Actually, it was deflected in front. A double deflection. Carl Grundstrom will get credit for the game-winning goal. Jonathan Quick, the netminder. And, Mr. Grundegard. Multi-goal deficit rallied from by the Kings for a win. How about that? Not bad.
Kopitar game 11-11 last night.
For number.
That's right. Tied with Dave Taylor for second most in Kings history. Do you know who would be first?
It would be the greatest left winger in Kings history?
No, it is actually Dustin Brown.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's right. 1,219 games as a King for D'Lo Brown.
Hey, we had some NHL news yesterday. Check this out.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
We have a trade to announce.
We have another trade to announce.
We have a trade to announce. I think you're going to want to hear this.
Pack your s***.
Trade me right f***ing now.
That's right. It's the trade alarm. That's going to get a workout between now and Monday afternoon's 1 p.m. deadline. The first big one prior to the deadline gets done between divisional rivals. The Devils and Islanders make a swap. with the captain of the Isles, Anders Lee, done for the year. There was speculation that sweet Lou Lamoriello would look to bolster the wing. The physical player, indeed he does, Kyle Palmieri, who was available at the deadline last year but was kept, goes to the Island with Travis Zajac, the former Salmon Arm Silverback Dean. That'll bolster the team's depth up front. Devils get a first-rounder this year, a conditional fourth next year, as well as a couple AHL players. I don't know if I call them prospects or not. One's 25, one's like 27.
Yeah, they are not prospects.
Tweeners, maybe.
No.
Maybe they're Buddy Ryans. Buddy Robinsons, that's the one. You got two Buddy Robinsons, a conditional fourth, and a first. The conditions being if the Isles get to the Stanley Cup final this year, it turns into a third. So good for you, I guess. Devils getting half the salary on both players going to the Island. And really, what we got to do is look local. This is tough news to the Flames in the inverse standings. The Devils really showing their dedication to the cause here.
True.
Yeah. So your move, Treliving.
That, you know what, though? They had been keeping Palmieri out of the lineup, and they were still, you know, finding a way. I'm hopeful that the Devils can still be good enough, / bad enough, / good enough to help out the Flames moving forward.
I'm convinced it's the bingo balls that are going to save us.
Figure.
That's worked for another place in Alberta consistently, really.
Yeah. Mm.
Just get Taylor Hall. That'll push you over the top. Tonight, Tampa Bay, Columbus.
He doesn't want to leave.
Philadelphia against the Islanders. Washington will host Boston. Will it be Swayman or Vladich in net, Dean?
Whom?
Who are these people?
Vladash?
Vladish or Swayman? Swayman and Dan Vladich and Daniel Vladich.
That's right.
Vladich. Darth Vader.
Mm-hmm.
Winnipeg and Montreal.
J-E-T-E Jets.
Florida, Carolina. He's having a season.
Yeah.
The Devils without Palmieri and Zajac will be in Buffalo.
Absolute worst!
Buffalo's been rolling. That's a big game in the inverse standings.
Buffalo's been rolling.
They have! They got a 5-game point streak.
Go Sabres.
Just stop it.
Unbelievable. They've lost focus, Rhett. They had this thing on lockdown, the inverse standings.
Don't
and now
you
they're
worry.
It slip.
They'll recommit. They're okay. Just going to be there at the end.
All right. Pittsburgh, New York.
Ha!
See, the Rangers scored 8 again. Oh, man. Yeah. That's what you want if you're the Calgary Flames, isn't it? Hey, send out a letter to season ticket holders and be good again in 2 years. You take that, right? No?
Yep. Absolutely.
Go get the playbook from Jeff Gordon. Whatever they did there, do it here. They're fun. They're young. They score a ton of goals. They'll sell tickets in a new rink. Bottom line will be good there. Don't worry, boss.
Also, it's New York, so the free agent thing.
Oh, so guys that went to college and that don't have to sign somewhere could probably
Norris
force your hand
trophy,
to trade in New York?
Russian superstar.
Yeah. Edmonton's in Ottawa again. That's a back-to-back, boys.
Shooting for the Stanley Cup.
They're close. Nashville, Detroit.
I drink heavily.
And Dallas, Chicago.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? We've got to keep our composure. We've come too far. There's too much to lose. We've got to keep our composure.
Yeah, that's Tyler Seguin. I think so.
Is he playing?
Stars got to get going here. That's a big game for that Central Division, Dean.
Oh, what do you owe Boom when you lose this bet?
Well, you got Columbus, so
it's the Pinder pivot. There's nothing quite like it. It happens very quickly.
I think they're going to make it, but they got to play well against Chicago tonight, hence the pep talk from Will Ferrell. They got to get going here.
You better.
Keep your composure.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball, let's check in on Akil Baddoo. We're calling game one. He hit a home run, first pitch in his major league career. Game two, grand slam. Game three, walked off his old organization that he got claimed in a Rule 5 draft from. What did he have in store for game four?
Swinging a line drive to the gap in right center field. Rounding second, heading to third is Scope. Baddoo around first, heading to second. Scope will be waved around third as he gets all the way to the wall. Throw to third base. Baddoo slides in safely. RBI triple for Kilbedu.
Yeah.
He just keeps on going. 1-0 Tigers in the second.
I don't even know who won. I don't care.
It's don't care.
Kilbedu won. Everyone else zero.
Love it.
Amazing. Also got a Yankees update for you.
Oh, boy.
If that's okay.
Could you not, like...
No, down 4-3 to the lowly Orioles, bottom nine. Don't worry, runners on. You know, potent Yankees offense. Let's go. Final out. Or is it a game-winning?
Lined into right. Santander comes up firing. Here's the throw. It's there, and he got him.
Yeah, that's from right field to home plate. Final out of the game. Lose to the Orioles. And, oh, by the way, just five games into the season, we've got another Aaron Judge injury issue.
That's a shame.
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 Take me!
That's a shame.
All rise. There comes the judge.
Sorry, dude, but cuts both ways.
I guess.
Jays and Rangers rubber match. Bad news just hour before first pitch. This was yesterday. The Springer, yeah. Gonna be a little more quad strain all of a sudden.
What
strain? What is he doing? Squats?
This
and
was
stuff?
This was him.
You know what he's got to be doing? He's got to be trying to bench press that damn safe. He's got all that money in $150 million. The guys get on the field. Let's go.
I'm starting to lose interest.
We have.
Let's go.
This is the clip from 2 days ago.
It feels good. You know, I'm excited about the progression. And again, you know, I trust the medical staff here. You know, I trust what they have to say, and I'll go from there.
Yeah, he's...
Well, that was his oblique. His oblique's fine.
Feels good.
Now it's a quad.
Yeah, hates his new teammates, doesn't want to play. Just send me the check.
Is that it?
He needs some of that hocus-pocus medicine Rhett's got to work, get back to the shape.
We're
going
to get
Let's
to that.
Go.
And Sandy Lyle just bladed one out of the sand into the trees. So not good for Sandy.
Sandy out of the sand. I don't know. Let's go to the bottom second. Rangers and Jays. Ryu against Gibson.
0-1, and he swings and drills it deep to left field, and it's gone. Second deck home run down the left field line for Solak, and the Rangers lead 1-0.
Oh, I got a gun there. Makes Columbus
I don't like that
timid.
One.
I don't either. Bottom three. Texas would add to their lead. Man, Vlad can't get a scoop at first. That puts a runner on. And then, of course, Ryu saws a guy's bat. But here we go.
Boy, he got jammed, and he flared it into right field for a base hit. Didn't hit it hard at all, but it's going to drive in a run and make it 2-0 Texas.
Does Showman sound mad this year?
He's certainly letting people know when it's a ton hit deep. Semien would get the Jays back within one, though. Listen to this one. Holy.
3-1, and Semien lifts it to left field and deep. It is gone. Second deck for Semien, his third home run of the season already, and it's 2-1.
Just 432 feet if you need the tape measure.
How good has he been? Like, I know
he's
it's
been
a,
the guy he's been
week,
the most but... of his career. He was hurt a little bit last year, and it was a short season, but he looks like the 2019 guy that got MVP votes.
Dynamite.
Yeah.
Is what
Telez up, man on, two outs, bottom, or top of the nine. Chance for the Jays to win it or tie it or something.
And the 3-2 pitch swung on and missed. Kennedy strikes out Telez, and the Blue Jays fall to the Rangers 2-1 as Texas takes 2 out of 3, Buck, in the series.
Grichuk's 12-game hit streak comes to an end. That stretched back to last year. Vlad, 2-for-4. He's been on base all 6 games. Ryu was excellent. 7K, sending 7 innings pitched, but nary a single run in support of him when he was in there. Kyle Gibson actually very good. 8Ks, 6 scoreless innings, and today it'll be the home opener from Dunedin as Ross Stripling will start opposite Griffin Canning. Sounds like an industrial company, doesn't it?
Thought these guys could rake.
Chairs.
Boom said these guys can rake.
They can rake, Pinder.
They can rake. They got a power raker. We got it for you at 6 o'clock. Join in progress. It's Blue Jays game day for Country Hills Toyota. Hey, Dean, your giant red tag days headquarters get 0% financing and trade values up to 30% over market value with the giant Country Hills Toyota.
You're going to want the red tags and the trade values. You want those.
Over market value.
Need them.
Sounds like a deal.
Love it.
NBA, very quickly, Raptors will host the Bulls tonight in Tampa, And we've got the Suns and Clippers at 8 on the Sportsnet 360.
You can eliminate
finally,
the NBA. From
finally, let's head to Augusta National for one peek at the leaderboard, where Hudson Swafford currently sitting atop the leaderboard. He is 2 under par through 4 holes.
Not crazy.
Matt Jones,
Aussie, longer either.
Just one earlier this month. He's 1 under. Stuart Sink has posted a birdie on the second hole. He sits in third. Notables, Canadians, Corey Connors at 7-12. Mackenzie Hughes, 9-30. You can find me on the couch for the next 4 days. Don't bother Daddy.
That's...
Go put on an audiobook.
Over, under on hours, on couch hours for the weekend. That's a bet.
Yeah, it's probably not going to be good for getting brownie points with But if Cam Smith wants to be on the leaderboard, maybe Leishman, Matt Jones, get an Aussie in there. That'll help us. Get one of those flags in there.
DeChambeau does look ridiculous, though, right?
He looks like a linebacker.
Well, isn't he a bit of a D?
He's a bit of a Richard.
Is he in the Richard report?
Oh, well, he could be. Last year, remember, he was talking about how, well, you know, it's not a par... This, for me, it's actually a par 68, because, you know, all the par 5s are just par 4s.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a Richard move.
Bit of a Richard move.
I don't really have anything else to say.
I was
going to
say, you're
going really
to have to throw, because I'll listen to this music forever.
Yeah, well,
I'm
good, yeah.
Out. Actually, sleep. This is lovely.
Love it.
I could find some other tea times of notables if you'd like. DeChambeau, 11:36 this morning. He's in a grouping with Adam Scott, Max Homa, Jordan Spieth, noon tee off. Justin Thomas, the American. 11:48 tee time.
It's probably good.
Colin Morikawa at noon. That's your Pinder Report.
The Pinder Report, brought to you by Motorworks. Bring in your BMW for the best repairs and service in the city and the best price. They'll beat any competitor on 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.
Oh, that's greasy. That's really greasy.
Yeah, that's greasy.
Greasy.